Good evening and welcome to the October 28th, 2008 meeting of the Henrico County Board of Supervisors. As you can probably tell, I'm not the chairman, David Cackley. Mr. Cackley is out of town at this time, so I will be in charge of the meeting as vice chairman. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance and stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and please remain standing for the invocation by the Reverend Angelo V. Chapman, pastor of Pilgrim Journey Baptist Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Vice Chair, Board Supervisors, Officers, let us pray. To the God who is above the faiths of men, your presence is invited into this meeting tonight, where deliberations will take place between this board and this body, between concerned leaders and constituent communities. I thank you for all who are present in this room tonight. Bless every household of the people who are gathered here, and attend to those concerns that are both public and private. Govern us tonight as we govern those issues that are before us, for these are the times that try men's souls. That all who are here and everything that's done here tonight be done in good spirit, in good will, and in good faith. Amen.
Next on the agenda, we have the approval of minutes.
Yes, Madam Chairman, members of the board, we have recently submitted minutes to you, both regular and special meeting minutes for October 14th. The motion would be in order for consideration.
So moved.
Second.
Motion for Mr. Donati, second for Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Next, we have manager's comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have three this evening. One, you will hear me say a number of times in the next few weeks. Henrico County is preparing, as each of you know, to begin the live web streaming of the Board of Supervisors meeting. With this, the installation of the necessary equipment will begin in this room on November 17th and will be completed by January 9th, 2009. During this renovation, two of the board meetings will be relocated to the Glen Echo Building in the Eastern Government Center. That is November 25th and December 9th will be held at that alternate location. The Board of Supervisors does have an item on the agenda this evening, 315-08, which speaks to this and follows through with the necessary advertisement and publication for these two meetings. And then the board will reconvene in this room for the first meeting in January 2009, which will be January 13th. Madam Chairman, members of the board, I will be making that announcement several times just to ensure that people are aware of those changes. Also this evening, I would like to ask Megan Brown, the Executive Director of Keep Henrico Beautiful, to come forward. She will be joined by Mr. Arthur Petrini, our Director of Public Utilities, as well as Ms. Lynn Yurchek, Chairman of the Keep Henrico Beautiful Committee. The Keep Henrico Beautiful program under the Department of Public Utilities received a first place award in the litter prevention government agency category from Keep Virginia Beautiful. Keep Virginia Beautiful is a nonprofit organization, holds the awards program annually to acknowledge programs and individuals who take responsibility for improving community environments. Keepin' Raco Beautiful received the award for creating and producing an environmentally themed bulletin board kit that targets students in grades K through 2. The kit focuses on 5 topics: reduce, reuse, recycle, environmental care, and litter prevention. It includes a banner, vocabulary words, and accompanying graphics. Designed to complement the standards of learning, the bulletin board kit has been distributed free of charge to every K through 2 classroom in Henrico County. That's more than 580 which were distributed. Please join me in congratulating the Keepin' Raco Beautiful program and the Department of Public Utilities on this award and this notable achievement. Thank you all very much.
Good evening, Mr. County Manager, members of the board, and other distinguished guests. Thank you very much for recognizing us at this meeting. We're very proud of this out-of-the-box effort. This bulletin board kit, it was Megan who came up with the idea. I know you're recognizing the Keepin' Raco Beautiful, but I'm sorry, I had to plug Miss Megan Brown. She is our fearless leader. Mr. Petrini, you're very lucky to have her, as are we in the Keepin' Raco Beautiful Committee, and we're very lucky to have her. I just need to thank a few people who were really helpful in getting these kits out to all the schools in Henrico, and that is Mike Dusant. He's the elementary science specialist, and he helped us correlate these ideas to the Virginia SOLs. Also, the Henrico County Public Schools mailroom, they had a lot of kits to deliver, and they really came through for us, so we'd like to thank them. And, of course, all the teachers. A lot of the teachers sent back very positive feedback, and we'd like to thank all the Henrico County teachers who are utilizing this tool in their classroom. So thank you once again.
Madam Chairman, members of the board, I would now like to ask Vincent LaFont. Vincent, are you here? I know he is. He's the water treatment facility's chief operator, and he is going to come to the podium, as well as Russ Navratil, who is the division director of the water treatment facility. I see Russ back there to our left. And, of course, Mr. Arthur Petrini, the director of public utilities. Mr. Vincent LaFont has received the Edward H. Rule Operator of the Year Award from the Virginia Section of the American Water Works Association. This award is given annually to a licensed water works operator in the state of Virginia who has contributed outstanding service to the promotion of our operation programs. The recipient of the award must have been licensed in Virginia for at least 5 years and currently be employed as an operator for one of the Virginia water utilities. Mr. Lofton served as chief operator at the water treatment plant since 2002. He has served as an operator for more than 20 years in water and wastewater industry. Some of his accolades include coordinating spill response and hazardous material disposal activities, working on optimization of filtration systems, and improving safety and efficiency. Those are a lot of words to mean people can drink water without fear or hesitation. We offer our sincere congratulations to Mr. Lofton on being selected for this year's very, very prestigious statewide award, which continues to bring credit to both himself and to the County of Henrico. Thank you very much, sir. Would you like to say something, sir?
Sure.
To the board, to Mr. Hazlett, I just would like to thank everybody for their involvement. I'm first of all humbled and honored to have received this award. And I just want to thank my team, my plant operators, all of us work as a team. And I can't claim this just for myself. I have to claim it for everybody. Having said that, thank you.
Thank you.
Show the board. He has his plaque, and we will put that up at the wastewater treatment, at the water treatment plant. Excuse me.
And,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Madam Chairman, I have no other comments this evening.
We have Board of Supervisors comments. First of all, did I see some students come in? Are y'all students?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to tell us where you're from, or?
University of Richmond.
Okay, University of Richmond students. Do you need to sign in to make sure you get credit for being here this evening? Okay. Any members of the board want to say anything or make a comment?
Yes, I have a couple. And usually Mr. Cackley or I usually update the board from time to time on happenings at the airport, because both of us serve on the airport commission. And today at our commission meeting, we received the economic impact study of Richmond International Airport, done by Tremera firm, which is a very reputable conservative firm, I might say. And they told us today that the economic impact of Richmond International Airport on the Richmond region is about $800 million a year, and basically responsible for almost 9,200 jobs. And I thought that was pretty striking to hear that. You know, you put Richmond International Raceway on top of that, that's almost $1 billion just in those two. So it was quite impressive to hear that today. And also our employments are down as the industry is down, but the industry is down about 15%, and Richmond International Airport is only down about 8%. So we're doing better there than the industry is doing, and it seems like October employments are on the increase. So we're hoping for good things there. And we also unveiled a new master plan today for the airport, and that also was very pleasing to me, because the new parallel runway that could be projected in the year 2026, pretty much along with that land use plan, would be contained on the current airport property, and it wouldn't have to go halfway across the Verona district to interrupt the rural character of our community. So a lot of pleasing things we heard today at the airport. And the other thing I would maybe like to share is, after pretty much arm twisting by the county manager, I had the privilege of going to Yeongju City Career last weekend, along with my friend there, Mr. Sherman. He went with me, and our purpose of going was to deliver the sister city agreement between Yeongju City and Henrico County. And I had the opportunity of doing that on their public day, which was on Sunday morning. And I had to do that presentation in front of about 2,000 people. And they're very excited and impressed about this relationship. And I think they have a delegation coming here in the middle of next month to actually work on the exchanges that we can do between the two. So they were very excited and very graceful that we have to accept this relationship. And it was a quick stay. It was only that 2 days, but it was well worth the time, and I think they really appreciated our efforts of being there. So, Mr. Manager, thank you for twisting my arm.
You were a long weekend.
Yeah, you actually, I left on Thursday morning and got there Friday evening, which you passed International Dateline, mm-hmm. So you're actually flying into tomorrow and coming back to yesterday when you come back. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. I will add to that two other members of the board and the manager were out of the country also over the course of the last week or so. And the manager, Mr. Thornton, and I went to Germany to visit our sister county in Saarland, Saar Falls. And we did stop in Berlin and visited with the Bundesrat, and we're standing in the hall when Angela Merkel, the president, walked by. Just brushed by it. She's a lot better looking in person than she is on TV. A lot thinner, too, I guess. Anyway. And we learned a lot in Germany about environmental issues and how they handle it and keep things out of their landfill. So I think that's interesting that we had a recycle, reduce, and reuse presentation tonight. Also, we went to Essex County, England, for our sister county there also in Essex, And one of the reasons we went over there was to prepare for our 2011 celebration, which is their 400th anniversary, and indicated the possibility that we were promoting, they would promote come to Henrico County in both Sarland and Essex County, so they'd have people coming here while we say go back to your homeland or do a little research to see where you came from and perhaps and promote trips over there to promote Henrico's 2011 celebration. And with that also, while we were there, we learned that the VML conference, the Virginia Municipal League, will have their 2011 meeting here in Henrico in celebration of our 400th anniversary. And I want to thank the manager and staff for helping to work that out, because we were not originally on that schedule. So when you talk about all those millions of dollars that are made at the airport, when these people fly in, they'll be coming here as tourists,
right.
Or the VML folks, maybe they come flying in too, but by doing that, that's why we increase the job opportunities and use the airport and the other facilities here in the county. And that's why we are working on the 2011 celebration for our 400th anniversary. So, Mr. Manager or Mr. Thornton, did you want to share anything else or add anything? It's a very good trip.
Madam Chairman, I would say that while I didn't go out of the country and I didn't fly anywhere, I went over to Hopewell and I drove a Prius, so I got 50 miles to the gallon, so it was cheaper than the flying y'all did, okay? I didn't want to get left out tonight.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Do we have any news media here this evening? No, there are no news media, and so of course they can listen to the audio tape and learn what we did. Mr. Manager, next we have a resignation.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. The first item on the agenda this evening is 312-08. This is a resolution for resignation of a member from the Community Criminal Justice Board. This paper would accept the resignation of Frederick D. Goodwin III from the Community Criminal Justice Board as the Brooklyn District Citizen Representative. Motion would be in order.
Move resolution.
Second.
Motion for Mr. Glover, second for Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Now, I would like to say that he has served this county very well, but, and I'm sorry that his death in his family has caused him to have to go back and forth to Kentucky. Mm. On a regular basis, and he just didn't feel like he could devote the time. But he has done real well with the Criminal Justice Board, and I regret him having to resign.
Moving into your public hearing agenda this evening, Madam Chairman, members of the Board, two items. The first, 313-08. This is a resolution for abandonment of a portion of Masonic Home Lane in the Verona District. Mr. Price?
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Madam Chair, members of the Board, approval of this resolution will abandon a portion of Masonic Home Lane at the intersection of Masonic Lane and Whistling Arrow Drive. The realignment and construction of Masonic Lane routed traffic off Masonic Home Lane at this location and the right-of-way is no longer needed for road purposes. The owners of the property on the west side of Masonic Lane, Gillies Creek Industrial Recycling LLC and Joseph E. Leesfield Jr., have requested the abandonment. Mr. Leesfield is a principal in Gillies Creek Industrial Recycling LLC. The county owns a small parcel on the east of this right-of-way. The Real Property Department and the Department of Public Works recommend approval of this resolution.
Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak to this item on the agenda?
Okay. Seeing none, Madam Chairman, I move that we pass the resolution.
Second.
Motion for Mr. Donati to approve. Second for Mr. Glover. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution passes. Next.
Next item, Madam Chairman, 314-08. This is an ordinance for vacation of alley in Block L, Greenwood Heights, Part 2 in the Brooklyn District. As I previously mentioned, this item was erroneously advertised and does need to be given consideration for deferral until November the 12th.
It is a public hearing item. Do we still need action?
It's actually been improperly advertised.
Okay, so we just...
Madam Chairman, I move we defer the ordinance 314-08 until November 12th.
Second.
Motion for Mr. Glover to defer the ordinance. Second for Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ordinance is deferred to November 12th. Next is there a public comment period? During this time, if there's anyone in the audience that wishes to speak to an item not on the agenda, you can come forward now. I know we don't have a lot of people here, but it is being recorded. Anyone wish to speak? Okay, seeing no one to come forward, Mr. Manager, do you have anyone signed up?
No one signed up this evening, Madam Chairman.
So next we move into our general agenda.
First item, Madam Chairman, members of the board, under your general agenda is 315-08. This is a resolution for the change in location of two regular meetings of the Board of Supervisors. The purpose of this board paper is to notify the public of the change in location of the two regular meetings of the Board of Supervisors for November 25th and December the 9th, 2008. Those meetings will be changed in location to the Glen Echo Office Building. To the Glen Echo Office Building Auditorium, which is located at 3810 9 Mile Road at the Eastern Government Complex. This resolution is required in accordance with state code to change the meetings. It is required to be posted on the door of the courthouse or the initial public meeting place, the boardroom, and published in a newspaper having general circulation in the county at least 7 days prior to the November 25th meeting. We will follow this process. There will be other meetings at that location during the renovation period, and we will make every effort to ensure that the public is aware of this change. The motion would be in order.
School board's not going to charge us any rent on that, huh?
They are not.
Now, this is the regular location for the school board.
Yes.
Is the planning commission also going to meet there?
Planning commission is also meeting there.
And any other meetings you said that?
There are several. Virtually every meeting that normally would meet in this room will be meeting at that location.
Okay.
And they each are serving notice.
Okay.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Motion for Mr. Thornton, second for Mr. Nannati. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution passes. Next.
Next item, 316-08. This is a resolution for award of contract for consulting services for the Sandston Williamsburg Road streetscape design and construction drawings. Mr. Proctor.
Madam Chairman, members of the board, this resolution would award a contract to Landmark Design Group Incorporated at a fixed fee of $245,467.95. for the design of streetscape enhancements and preparation of final construction drawings for a portion of Williamsburg Road in the Sandston area. The proposed enhancements were identified in the 2002 Sandston Commercial Area Study, which serves as the basis for the improvements in the area. The overall goal, of course, of this initiative is to create a pedestrian-friendly, revitalized commercial area. There will be three phases under this proposed design contract. The first would be to finalize the streetscape concept design for the pedestrian core, as well as review the alternative utility relocation study for the entire corridor. And the second phase would be to review roadway planning. If the board were to approve this contract this evening, we would anticipate those first two phases to be completed by July of 2009 with the delivery of a report to the board. And, of course, during that period, there would be opportunity for the board and the community to have input into the process. And the third phase would involve construction documents for the actual improvements, and we would anticipate that to be completed if it went through its conclusion in roughly January of 2010. We do recommend funding is available to support the design contract, and we do recommend it to you.
No questions?
Okay.
Motion?
Move resolution.
Motion
second.
For Mr. Nannati.
Second.
Second for Mr. Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Resolution carries. Next.
Next item, Madam Chairman, 317-08. This is a resolution for a request for disaster designation and federal assistance for Henrico County. Ms. Lisa Sanderson, who is the Extension Horticulture Agent, is with the student. We have had a little bit of a problem with the normal individual who would appear for us this evening due to some problems within the family and her need to be out of town. So Karen Carter is not with us, and Ms. Sanderson will participate with us. Ms. Sanderson.
Hello. Madam Chairman and Supervisors, this I think it's designed because the farmers in Henrico County have experienced drought problems this year. to the point that they have actually had possibly a 35% loss of corn, valued at $395,000, and an estimated 30% loss of soybeans, estimated at $474,480. And this would allow those farmers to be able to get some relief from the federal government.
Is this a program that we continue on, or, you know, for
this,
several
this
months?
This is something that has repeated several times.
And it would be just for this year's crops, or would it continue on?
I think this is designed just for this year's crops, and then next year this would have to be done again if they experienced another drought.
This is federal assistance?
It would make farmers eligible, make them eligible to be able to get assistance.
I guess that's federal assistance. Huh?
Yes, sir. It's federal assistance, low-income loans from the federal government.
When we say farmers, does that mean the farmer that actually owns the land, or if someone out of the county leases the property and farm it, how does that work?
It is defined as farm operators, so it could be either.
Could be either. Okay. Just curious. Yeah.
Motion would be in order.
Move the resolution.
Second.
Motion for Mr. Donati, second for Mr. Thornton. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution carries. Next, Mr. Manager.
Thank you, Ms. Anderson. That wasn't bad, was it? She was very, very nervous this evening. Next item is 318-08 is a resolution. This is award of a construction contract for Lakeside House addition and renovations. Mr. Proto.
Madam Chairman, members of the board, this resolution would award a contract to Haley Brothers Incorporated in the amount of $1,799,000 for addition and renovation of Lakeside House, consisting of a total of 9,500 square feet. The improvements would include interior finishes, new windows, commercial design kitchen, sprinkler system, and some other improvements. Funding is available, and we do recommend that if approved, we would anticipate a completion of the addition by August of 2009 and then a renovation completed by January 2010, excuse me. And the work will be performed in a fashion so that the facility could remain open during the addition and the renovation. I would note that I believe this facility has been operated by mental health for a little over 20 years, and I think this is the first significant improvement this has received. So we do recommend, again, funding available.
Move
the
resolution.
Second.
Motion for Mr. Thornton, second for Mr. Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the resolution carries.
Item 319-08 is a resolution. This is award of a contract for annual engineering services at the water reclamation facility. Mr. Petrini.
Yes, sir. This is the right time to say water reclamation facility. Two firms were interviewed for annual services, typical engineering services that would be required at the wastewater plant. Hazen and Sawyer, who previously had it, and Metcalf and Eddy, a newcomer to our area, but not a newcomer to our business. After the selection committee interviewed both firms, they picked Hazen and Sawyer as the top-ranked firm. They have done well for the last 3 years under our first initial annual contract. As with all annual contracts, the contract term will be 1 year with the option for two renewal 1 year periods, and no single project can exceed $300,000, and no aggregate for 1 year can exceed $1.5 million of all the projects. Last year, to give you a feel, they did five projects for a total value of $154,000. We recommend approval.
Approve the resolution.
Second.
Motion for Mr. Glover, second for Mr. Donati. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution passes.
Item 320-08 is a resolution. This is award of a construction contract for the Wilkinson Road Culvert Rehabilitation Project. Please.
Yes, sir. Board members, as you may recall, about a year ago, we discovered some structural problems on a box culvert on Wilkinson Road just south of Wilkinson Estates Drive. And this required us to close the southbound lane of Wilkinson Road and maintain two-way traffic utilizing a traffic signal out there. This board paper is the award of a contract to make the repairs on that box culvert by awarding the contract to Lido Utilities for a total amount of $157,000.
How big is it? I mean, just how many feet or whatever?
How big is the box culvert? The box culvert is actually a very shallow box culvert, if I remember correctly. It's about 4 or 6 feet high by 6 or 8 feet wide. And there's numerous box culverts in this area. This is the area where Wilkinson Road runs through the swamp. And what we will be doing with this project is sliding putting a sleeve in the box culvert and then grouting around that sleeve to reinforce the box culvert to allow it to be maintained for a period of time.
That just sounded like it wasn't a whole lot of money. And visualizing a box culvert as being more expensive than that, that's all.
Yes, we're not replacing the box culvert. We're making the repairs to it.
Okay.
Move resolution.
Second.
Motion for Mr. Thornton, second for Mr. Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution passes. Is there any other business, Mr. Manager?
No other items, Madam Chairman.
Okay. Any other comments from the board? Okay. Meeting's adjourned.